There's nothing like sinking into luxury. At WashableSofas.com, you'll find the Anabay Sofa, which combines ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. And get this, it's the only sofa that's fully machine washable from top to bottom, starting at only $699. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash. Perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabay has you covered. Visit WashableSofas.com to upgrade your home. Right now, you can shop up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
I'm John Batchelor with my colleague, Colonel Jeff McCausland, the United States Army retired artilleryman, a West Pointer, CBS News, Dickinson College visiting professors. We go to March of 1968, a village, two villages in Vietnam, Company C of the 20th Brigade, I believe, or 20th Division, and the Americana Division had a company as well, Company B. There are a lot of details here, but what happened was a massacre. And the one detail of the massacre was the conviction of one man. His name was Callie. He did not suffer afterwards. He was house arrested for 3.5 years, and then he resumed his life. He's just passed away at 80 years old. So it's time to reflect on that moment in time that we learned in 1969 of the massacre that took place in 68. Jeff, you were at West Point at the time. What are your memories?
Well, memories of that, John, are very distinct in that when we immediately learned about that, we, like anyone else, were very, very shocked by it. And I was in West Point, of course, for the killings at Kent State. That was my period of time as a cadet. One of the people that was charged, in addition to Callie, for this particular massacre was Lieutenant General Sam Coster. Coster was the superintendent at West Point and, as a major general, had been the commanding officer of the AmeriCal Division. So Costner's involvement, while obviously was not direct in the massacre at My Lai, he was part of the cover-up, because it became quickly learned as the investigation ensued, which really didn't begin until about a year and a half after the incident, that in fact that it had been covered up because the senior leadership of the division was very widely aware of all this. Charlie Company had been involved in search and destroy operations in that area in Vietnam. They'd suffered a large number of casualties, a lot due to punji stakes, landmines, trip wires, etc. So it took on the attitude of any Vietnamese was obviously a Viet Cong, and that translated into this rampage that we initially in the United States Army said killed 347 Vietnamese civilians, most women and children and elderly. It was later 504 were actually accounted for. So several people, about 25 in all, were initially charged, but as you said, John, Callie was the only one then who went to court-martial and convicted. Six were acquitted. Two general officers, one additional to Coster, he was the most senior, were also charged initially, though he was never court-martialed, but he was, in fact, relieved of command at West Point and reduced to major general and forced into retirement. And I remember that because on the announcement of his being kicked out of his position at West Point, one of the last things that was organized by the leadership at the time was a pass and review. And I remember marching in this pass and review in front of General Coster's quarters. In 1972, as a young officer then at Fort Benning, Georgia, going to the Airborne and Ranger courses, I remember driving by one building which was separated in the barracks area for the bachelor officer quarters. And we all knew what the one building that was had a MP car sitting out at all front at all time, and that's where Callie was detained in house arrest, pending appeals, pending court martial, etc. And as you said, he spent up until 1974 in house arrest until he was ultimately released.
There was a hero. His name was Hugh Thompson. We have about a minute, Jeff. Why was he awarded, I think, DFC for his conduct?
No, he was awarded a Soldier's Medal, John, but he's my hero because Hugh Thompson is the guy that made this all stop. He was a helicopter pilot flying overhead with a crew of two, looks down and sees all these casualties, flies low as up and realizes that most of them are women and children and elderly, sees American soldiers attacking groups of civilians and killing them. lands his helicopter between the civilians who are cowering and advancing American soldier, tells his gunner, train your weapon on the advancing Americans, gets out of the helicopter as a pilot, pulls his 45, aims it at the Americans, and tells them to stop. And they did. He was later, 30 years later, until he got a soldier's medal, but in between, he was excoriated by many people for being involved in this particular very sad, tragic affair.
It was a blow that the Vietnam War did not recover from, is my memory. I was in university at the time, and up to that point, Vietnam had been seen as a part of the Cold War. After that, it was very difficult to talk about without referring to My Lai. Seymour Hersh was the journalist who revealed a year and a half later the facts of March of 1968. Colonel Jeff McCausland, United States Army retired artilleryman, CBS News, Dickinson College visiting professor, Diamond Six Leadership and Strategy. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Tired of spills and stains on your sofa? WashableSofas.com has your back. Featuring the Anabay Collection, the only designer sofa that's machine washable inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right, sofas start at just $699. Enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slipcovers made with performance fabrics. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Check out washablesofas.com and get up to 60% off your Anabay sofa, backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.